Miseches Brachos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet until Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. The following Mishnah brings out an important difference between saying Shema and saying Shmona Esrei. Even though, ideally, l'chatchila, one should have full, perfect concentration when saying Shema, ha'umnin, workers who are in the middle of a job, they're not necessarily on the ground, somewhere where they would be fully stable, k'hirin b'reish ha'ilon, they're allowed to say Kriya Shema at the top of a tree, a b'reish ha'nidboch, or on top of a stone structure. If, let's say, he was a builder or something, and is on top of a wall, he doesn't need to come down in order to say Shema. Because really, he could technically fulfill his obligation just by concentrating in the first sentence. And he can manage that even up there, and therefore he does not need to come down. He does need to stop doing his work while he says Shema. He shouldn't be hammering away while saying Kriya Shema, but he doesn't need to come down onto the ground. Masha Einon Rashoin Lasses came out tefillah. But this is not allowed, he is not allowed to do this when it comes to tefillah. And when the Mishnah refers to tefillah, it's talking about Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei is begging Hashem to help us. Shmona Esrei requires full concentration, possibly even more than Kriya Shema, because you're literally talking to Hashem. And therefore you would not be able to do that on top of a tree or something, rather you'd have to come down so that you could have full concentration for the entire Shmona Esrei.